Results of a new study were released that found that when you lost your virginity may impact how you age.
What's the correlation?
You mean the age? That you lost it?
Yeah, the age that you lost your virginity may impact how you age afterwards.
So the earlier, probably, the longer you live, I guess.
You know what? I didn't dive into it, but it's something I'm not working on. But you know what?
A little bit later, you live longer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Happier. Healthier. But you know what? There's a lot that they don't tell us about sex. And I'm here to clear the air.
Oh, good.
The Men's Room Top 10.
You're my guy.
I got you, man.
The Men's Room Top 10.
This is from community.thriveglobal.com, and it is the 10 commandments to better, longer-lasting pleasure in the bedroom.
All right.
All right, you guys all ready for this? Here we go. Starting
they also call this Moses After Dark.
Moses After Dark. All right, guys, here's what I'm going to lay it down on.
The kid's going to bed. All right, I got some more info for you.
Number 10.
If you have six fingers on one hand, you're a winner.
That's not a bad call, though. Commandment number 10, I will accept that my sexuality and my partner's sexuality will likely evolve over time. I resolve to adapt my lovemaking style to the changes. I will strive to be flexible. Rigidity is deadly, especially in the bedroom. I will find the good in the changes and make most of each new phase of life.
You have to tell people that.
Yes.
I guess so.
Short answer, man, yes, you do. Because there's a lot of people that don't understand, like, wait a minute, this worked 20 years ago. Like, it got stale. You can't do that no more. And it's on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lance Armstrong again.
Yeah, you got to switch it up from time to time.
Sure.
Stay in communication, man, and just keep in touch with each other. I will not let my emotions run from me, or rather run me. I will remind myself as often as needed that emotional reactions are greatly influenced by losing perspective. It is the human... It is the human bent to do this. If sex doesn't go as I would hope, rather than creating drama, I will stop and do a reality check. I will keep in mind that what is considered over the top is often a molehill that has been fictionalized into a mountain. With closer inspection, in most instances, if the worst were to happen, which is usually quite unlikely, the result would be inconvenient, annoying, and unfortunate. And that's all.
I think if you don't follow that rule, that the one time you'll have sex with that person.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good Lord.
You know, there's some emotion in sex.
Sure.
Take it easy.
But don't be emotional.
Correct.
You don't cry every time?
Not during.
I do.
Only when it hurts.
Yeah. I like crying on her chest.
Boo. Damn it.
What was me?
Not again.
You call them tears. I call them lubricant.
Wait for it. I will not limit myself to one form of giving pleasure. Again, these are the 10 commandments to better, longer-lasting pleasure in the bedroom. Let's see here. It says, I cannot remind myself of this too often. The more I think that I absolutely must give a woman, a terrific orgasm with my penis, the more my penis is likely to disappoint me and her. Anxiety about the functioning of my penis stems from the demand that it absolutely must function as well as I believe it should. As a quick finisher, demanding that I last as long as I want will only make it worse, both for me and my partner. Mm. To be fair, there's a lot of pressure put on, man. I've got the unit, man. This is all that I need to make the ladies just bland.
When they tell me that, I'll believe you.
Correct. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be able to perform simply from the hips. And it's, man, go easy on yourself. That performance anxiety is an absolute killer.
I do not have that problem.
No.
Well, some people
don't. Yeah. I mean, if you have too much to drink, sure. But generally, hey, it's go time, brother. It's what we train for.
Sometimes.
All that working out, I'm done with you.
Sometimes the trooper just gets, sometimes the pitcher just gets pretty excited to finally make his way to the mound and actually play the game, and sometimes you just throw a wild pitch that all of a sudden now you're out.
My bad.
Damn it.
Right? It's like, Justin, nobody feels worse than I do right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, doggone it. I expected to go 7 innings here. Son of a gun.
It happens to all the guys. I'm not worried about all the guys.
That's right. Are they me?
I'm worried about me.
10 commandments for better.
There's a shortage, in certain demographics, there's a shortage right now of certain people, and that's part of the issue, is that some people, there's a lot more pressure.
Absolutely.
So if you don't have to, what's wrong, It's like, well, honey, it is 1:30 in the morning. We have been out all Saturday afternoon. I'm nothing exhausted. Wrong. Could I just go to sleep?
Right.
In the morning, I should be back.
Jack Daniels is taking over now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be back.
Remember how I was standing? Okay, that's how he's going to stand.
Right, like, well, I'm already now. It's like, well, I could have used you 8 hours ago.
Right, when I brought it up.
Right. Before dinner.
Ten Commandments to better, longer-lasting pleasure in the bedroom. I will be open about my sexuality. I will talk openly and frankly with my sexual partner about my sexual desires.
I'm talking when you tickle my backside.
You see that duck over there in that pond?
Yeah. And about my sexual limitations.
Put on Animal Planet while we do this.
We will discuss ways to limit our limitations and boost our sexual
You like pudding?
Just eat a bowl of chili while I'm doing my thing,
girl. I'm like Russ. I'm Captain Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited. Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah.
I will not seek perfection. If I want to enjoy sexuality rather than making it a contest at which I fear failure, I better look at a sexual encounter in the same healthy way. I had better view life in general.
I don't know what perfection is. Like, no. Look, man, if we both cross that finish line, like, look, maybe we're on cobblestone roads. Yeah. I don't know, but like, I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Right. I think this guy's way too much in his head. Just get up, keep your eye on the ball, and swing. You're either going to hit it or you're not.
Right. You know? Not so much in his head, but more remembering how to stay out of your head. Because you're right. Nobody's going to go out there and bat 1,000.
I don't even like psychologically think that much through. It's just like,
no.
It's just game.
What's up, people, do, Miles?
Game's on. It's like when we go on the air at 2 o'clock. We're on the air.
We are.
There's nothing to think about. I don't sit there and go, oh, God, it's 1:55. Exactly. Oh, my God, it's 1:56. Oh, my God, we're going on the air. I just go, bam, let's go.
You know what really helps? Tequila.
No, well, we don't do that before the show, unfortunately.
Some of us do.
Yeah, but if I can perform on tequila, I end up with children.
Yeah.
That has been my discovery. I'm like, I'm switching to jail.
I haven't. I have a mental block with tequila.
Oh, do you really?
Yes, yeah. I have convinced myself even one shot of tequila will ruin the night. So just like,
oh,
damn.
If we go out for Mexican, like, we could do shots of tequila. It's like, we're only going to do two. It's like, I'm just telling you now.
Maybe that's what they're taking you there.
Other way around, brother. If I have tequila in the night, for whatever reason,
I'm on the snake.
It's like I'm running the board over here, dude. Like, I can run sound effects, hit the YouTube and the dual. Oh, yeah, man. I'm
a Ted.
Multifaceted individual as soon as I get a little tequila.
The worm at the bottom of your tequila, that is my flaccid penis. Yeah. Like, nothing is going
to happen. Now there's two worms.
Oh, no. I will not be intimidated. I will not fall prey to the temptation of sexual avoidance. I realize that the temptation is real and at times strong, since it's easy to believe that I will fail, be criticized for failing, and that the failure or criticism will be devastating. In contrast, I will stay on track, approaching sexual opportunity, not as someone who's handicapped, but as someone who is compensated well and consequently does not have to rely on my penis for
who is this guy?
He needs to go to counseling.
He's gotten criticized.
Yeah, I know.
You suck a bitch.
Jeez, a whiz.
You are the worst lay I've ever had.
I mean, this is a guy that needs... He's like a dude talking to him. Like, dude, come on.
Give it a Ten Commandments. Ain't going to help him.
No.
I will avoid sexual demands. Despite my best efforts, I may not always do well sexually. In those instances, I will not impose conditions on myself. In short, I will not insist that I absolutely must perform well sexually.
He sounds like a sex machine.
Yeah, this guy should not get invited to parties.
You think it's our bird guy that wrote this?
I don't know.
This is what I wrote for myself.
I mean, like, just why are you going to beat yourself up before you go in the party?
I will be a generous lover. I have a responsibility to myself and my partner to make a positive adaptation to my low orgasmic threshold. To do so.
Wow! I want to meet guy, this if guy, we can interview yeah. this dude, let's yeah. get his ass.
Seriously, out. Man, let's get to talk to this guy.
To do so, I will learn to be more sensual and focus more on my partner's pleasure throughout our sexual encounter. I will be especially thoughtful to put focus on my partner in the initial phase of our sexual encounters. And then, this is the number one commandment to better, longer-lasting pleasure in the bedroom.
Keep looking at her boobs.
If you...
But yeah. Jesus, man, you're overthinking this.
I will not... I will be self-accepted. I will not blame myself or in any way condemn myself for my quick orgasmic response. Instead, I will remind myself that my low orgasmic threshold is most likely a product of my natural response. It is my biological propensity.
So this dude basically has premature ejaculation.
Yep.
Because he seems to keep circling back to that. Yeah. You know what he needs to do? Like, look, man, get rid of your Ten Commandments. We're going to show you a video we saw. It's a gorilla at the zoo. He's not thinking about all this. He's just tagging that. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at him go.
That's right.
He's fine. Right. I don't think he's like, I hope my gorilla penis doing. Like, he's fine. Just do it, man. Good God.
Sometimes it's hard to get out of your head. These are ways that you might be able to get out of your head. That's all I'm going to leave it there.